If these men die a natural death and suffer the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord brings about something totally new, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them, with everything that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the realm of the dead, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt. Go down alive? Into Sheol. It seemed absurd, impossible. But Yehoshua had come to learn that with Yahweh, nothing was impossible. As if a horn had been sounded, the shadows snapped back, trickling into the earth like water down greedy desert cracks. The ground shook so violently that Yehoshua stumbled. A woman beside him screamed, clutching her child. Elders stood more bravely, but the confusion and shock shone plainly on their bearded faces. When the earth canted left, then right, Yehoshua stretched out a hand to steady himself. The ground opened as if it were a garment torn in two. Screaming, Korah dropped out of sight. Bodies vanished into the darkness of the void. Whoosh! His tent collapsed in withered defeat. Down it rushed into the yawning chasm of Sheol, dragging with it Korah's family. As Yehoshua's mind registered the same fate devouring Dathan and Abiram, and their families and tents, he stood speechless, uncertain whether to flee or lie prostrate.
"It's going to swallow us too,"
an elder shouted, pushing past the others to distance himself from the judged. Just as fast as it opened, the earth closed over the claimed lives, the dirt garment stitched back together, the way the Red Sea had taken the Egyptian warriors, a sight seared upon Yehoshua's young eyes. Three massive gaps in the camp left echoes of what had once been. Space no longer marked with people and life, but with emptiness. Without warning, a raging wall of fire burst from the glory of Yahweh. Scalding and devastating, the flame spiraled over the camp. Shielding himself, Yehoshua bent away. When quiet fell over the camp, Yehoshua looked to Moshe, whose face bore the expression of grief. Heavy, terrible grief. Levites, Reubenites, Gershonites, all manner of tribe and people fell to the ground, fearing the wrath of the Lord. The fire had shot through the camp with intent. The 250 who had burned censers with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram the night before now lay as ash, seared forever in their rebellion. Weeping women and shrieking children were the only music to be heard this grim day. Moshe stalked to Eleazar, son of Aaron, and gripped his arm.
"Remove the censers from the charred remains."
Stricken, Eleazar looked to the still smoking, blackened field.
"The censers of the men who sinned at the cost of their lives."
Moshe seemed to have aged years in that moment. His weary eyes finally found Yehoshua, and together they both considered the cost of rebellion, the full weight of Yahweh's answering justice.
"Scatter the coals some distance away, for the censers are holy."
What am I to do with the censers?" Eleazar asked, his voice quiet, desperate.
"Hammer them into sheets to overlay the altar, for they were presented before the Lord and have become holy."
Determination glinted hard in the Lord's chosen.
"Let them be a sign to the Israelites."
Somber, Yehoshua sat and stared at the field. The clinking of hammer against bronze sounded as heartbeats through the night, banging reminders of rebellion, of justice, of Yahweh's answer. That none save a descendant of Aaron should burn incense before the Lord, or he would become like Korah and his followers. Yehoshua knew, even with the deaths at his hand, as God's warrior, this day would ring in his mind for the rest of his years. Even as morning dawned, he remained sitting, watching, listening. A murmur caught his ear. He turned, noticing two men who'd emerged from their tents.
"They've killed the Lord's people," one said.
Yehoshua came up with a start, ready to defend Moshe's honor. A touch on his shoulder. He jerked around and faced his bent master.